You're not?
Now it's recording.
That sucks.
Do you
They
want me
kept looking at it.
I know.
Was it really
No.
not?
Yeah.
Or is this a
This happened.
California caveman
No,
thing?
no, no. This has totally happened to me before.
Do you want me to try to do Busted again?
If you think you can.
Okay.
Oh, that sucks.
I
Man.
think you should do Let's Start a Band.
Let's
That's my
start a band?
favorite.
Okay.
That was a
That
really
was a
good
really
one.
good
I
idea.
like
Okay.
that one a lot.
Okay. I'll slow it down so my brain, my left-handed brain and the right-handed section of my brain can comprehend me playing right-handed guitar when I'm actually left-handed. That's why I keep fucking up. I'm left-handed playing a right-handed guitar. What the fuck? Let's start a band and call it Queezer. We'll do Queen songs in the style of Weezer. The college kids will dig that shit and maybe we can finally make some money. Let's start a band. Ronnie James Devo. We'll do Dio songs in the style of Devo. The metal kids will love it. The Devo fans will too. Let's start a band. Let's start a band. Start a band and get $80 haircuts. Let's start a band and do a shit ton of cocaine. Let's start a band and hope that we meet Oprah Winfrey. Let's start a band. Sex changes and start a band. The name I had in mind was the X-Men. Not like the comic book, like the X-M-E-N. The art that kids will fucking love us. Let's start a band and I'll do donkey vocals. If you learn to play the drums, modern rock, we'll sell out arenas down to town. Metallica, you're going down. Because Matt and I have started a band. All right.
Yeah. Well, it sounded perfect.
See if I can hang loose to another one.
Sure.
Now that it is recording, I think I was just nervous because it wasn't recording. Oh, if you guys are here and you need to take a shit or piss in the bathroom, we have a truth list in there. It's totally anonymous. You could put down things, fucked up things that happen in your life, on our truth list.
I read it last night. It was pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Is it up? Is it up here on the third floor?
Yeah, it's right there.
Yeah, so anyone that comes to the third floor bathroom could write on the truth list.
Oh,
Yeah. It has to be the truth, though.
Okay.
Let's see here. Thank you. this one. It's called Coin Collector, and it goes. Maybe I'll do a slow rock jam of it, acoustic rock block. Give me back my furniture, give me back my literature. Give me back a picture of how a normal relationship works. Give me back my tattoo artist so he can finish drawing on me. Give me back all the alcohol that I bought, cause I need it to drink it all. Give it back, give it back. Back, give it back. Give it back, give it back. It's too bad you have issues with your dad. Goodbye. To kill you, maybe I should to make that rumor true. And don't come to the show when the emo tribe plays, cause I don't wanna see your fucking face. Give me back my heart, but don't give me back a heart attack. How does it go? I think it goes like this. This is just like a break. I don't even sing. Why am I worried about how it goes? It goes. It's too bad you have issues with your dad. Goodbye and good luck. You'll find someone to fuck if you haven't already. The moment we broke up. It's too bad you have issues with your dad. Goodbye and good luck. You'll find someone to fuck if you haven't. My Robin Hood soundtrack. Give me back my Crow soundtrack. Give me back my Batman soundtrack. That Seal song is my favorite track. Give me back my Robin Hood soundtrack. Give me back my Crow soundtrack. Give me back my Batman soundtrack. That Seal song is my favorite track. Give me back my coin collection. Your misbehavior needs correction. I got the cure to your yeast infection, but you can't read to use the directions. Oh shit, it's hot as shit in this room. Alright. I guess if you want me to keep going, I'll try to.
You don't have to.
Okay. I'm trying to think of what other songs. I guess there's this really southern kind of like country redneck song that I wrote called "Don't Tell Me I'm Wrong," and it's kind of, I guess all of my songs are a little bit offensive in like some way, and this might be a bigger offensive one. I definitely know how to play it, and I might not even fuck up. It goes. I actually wrote it in that room over there. And last year. I'm glad you're recording this, so like I can be like, yeah, man, I really need to practice a little bit more. There he goes. I've been cheating, I've been drinking, I've been smoking the weed. I've been a lying, I'm a dime, but I'm learning to read. Don't tell me I'm wrong when I fuck you without a condom on. I'm a sinning, I'm a grinning, smoking 3 packs a day. I've been denying your calls, I don't know what to say. Don't tell me. To the gang in that I met, but don't tell me I'm wrong for being a whore when all the money's gone. I've been eating from the garbage, I've been living for free. I've been fucking your girlfriend while she's fucking asleep. So don't tell me I'm wrong for covering a soul asylum song. And I'm 30 shots away from having a better day. Well, I ain't got no money to spend on a girl that calls me her boyfriend. Well, I lied when I said I wouldn't come in your mouth. Yeah, that's the way we do it in the dirty cell. So don't tell me I'm wrong when I fuck you without a condom on. Don't tell me I'm wrong when I fuck you without a condom on.
It wasn't as offensive as I thought.
Oh, yeah? Okay. Yeah. Do you want me to play some more offensive ones?
Do they get more offensive?
Oh, yeah, man. No. Maybe. I don't know. I'm trying to think of what songs would be offensive that I could play. Where did I put my glasses? Okay. Gunshots. We live in a bad neighborhood. Man, I can't believe that dude just got shot. I guess that's it. Like, I don't remember how to play any other songs.
That's okay.
Yeah.
No, 3's really good.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Tell me more about your radio show.
I've been doing it for like 4 years.
Okay.
College Station. Santa Barbara.
Okay.
Yeah. I was going to try and do a radio show on the road, but I didn't have enough time. So I'm just trying to record a bunch of stuff and do some shows when I get back, like recapping the tour.
Okay, that'd be awesome.
Playing live stuff. And
yeah.
Yeah. I'll let you know when it's up.
Okay. Do you like record other bands when you guys are playing on shows?
I mean, I'm recording the whole entire show, so I'll have all the sets from all the bands we've played with.
Oh, okay.
And then whenever I can convince people to play some songs.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you, like, have to constantly upload them to your computer and, like, organize them and shit?
I'm sort of organizing it on here because
really?
I don't have enough room on my computer, so I'm just organizing it here, and then I'll deal with it when I get back.
Wow. How many gigs do you think that you've recorded already?
So far? I might have about, I don't know, I think this thing holds like
you said like 300 hours and you got a 16 gig card in there.
Yeah, as MP3s, maybe I'm about less than a tenth of the way through.
Okay.
So I can hold a lot of stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you guys have like, what, 2 more weeks or 3 more weeks?
Maybe about 3.
Okay.
We get back on the 24th.
To be so much fucking fun.
Yeah.
I have a memo recorder.
Yeah.
Like, that I guess collect stories on.
Oh, yeah.
Like, when I'm high on the marijuana and everybody else is drunk, you know, they're willing to fucking say anything.
Yeah.
And I'm willing to ask them anything and go deep. I recorded, I think 2 hours of this kid. He had just beautiful hair, just like this metal kid with beautiful hair.
Yeah.
And he was giving out flyers at our Columbus, Ohio show. And I started talking to him. I complimented him on how beautiful his hair was. And it was. I don't know. I just never see dudes with, like, you know, well, like, kept beautiful hair, especially metal dudes.
Yeah.
And I was asking him about it, and he was like, "Yeah, I'm a guitar teacher, and, you know, I'm a private teacher, and I go to people's houses and shit." And so I gotta kind of, like, keep my hair nice. And, you know, not look like a scumbag because, you know, I don't want to fucking work for the man or whatever. And so I was like, I like started coming up with all these guitar, like, teacher questions to ask him. And it was really interesting, like, the things that he was saying to me. And I was like, can I record this? And we recorded for like 2 hours. We went over over the two hours of me and him talking, we like went over everything. Like we talked about shit to where, like, the conversation like ended up with us like talking about people that we both knew and like bands that we both knew, and, you know, and he wasn't even at the show to watch the bands. He was just giving flyers out because he was promoting his band. And I don't know, he's like, yeah, anytime you want to play shows at my house, like right down the road, you can do that. And I've tried to get them shows in Atlanta and stuff, but I don't know, it was a lot of fun. And and we had one show in South Jersey, Mos Giganticus and the Emotron, Matt's band. And I had never played in South Jersey, and it was like a really awesome show. Like, a bunch of awesome kids came out and had a fucking blast. And after the show, or I guess it was during the show, I started, like, recording people and talking to people that I didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
And I ended up getting Ian McKay from Minor Threat, Fugazi, Discord Records, Fall Number.
Yeah.
And it was really exciting. And we prank called him. We were gonna prank call him. But we ended up getting his voicemail, and like six or eight people saying happy birthday to him over his voicemail. So that was.
Did he call you back?
No, he didn't. No, but we've been prank calling him from different phone numbers ever since. Jerry was really drunk one night, and he called Ian McKay up and said a bunch of fucked up shit. It was pretty nice.
What are you doing with any of the recordings?
I was just uploading them to my computer. I want to get something better like that to where I can have, like, crystal clear recordings and not, like, shitty sounding, like, I'm recording from a microphone in my ass type thing.
Maybe you can use them as, like, samples in your songs.
Oh, yeah, I would like to do that. I mean, I would like to have, like, something like that that would, you know, more than $40, you know?
Yeah. Although the lo-fi tapes sound pretty good too.
Yeah. I don't know. I like the idea of having good quality shit.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I think I would like to eventually, like, put out a podcast and of stories that I collect, because
I really
love collecting stories. Or just like a website that you can download stories from.
Yeah.
Because there's so many people in this world. I mean, like, just me going from town to town and meeting new people and recording me talking to people and asking questions and them asking questions, like, someone might hear that and, like, it could change somebody's life, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, they might hear something brand new or hear someone that thinks in a different way that they do and be like, wow, that's pretty interesting. Like, maybe I should start doing that, you know?
Mm. If you want to, I mean, it's pretty easy
to do
a
podcast.
Make a podcast.
Yeah,
and,
I've been kind of inquiring, like, trying to see if anybody I know, like, knows anything about podcasting.
I just stick them up on archive.org for free, and then.
Oh, really?
I just make a podcast from that.
Oh, wow! Awesome.
Yeah, that's nice.
So when, when you put them on. So your podcast is off of archive.org?
I just...
Or you use that as a host site?
I use that to host stuff.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. and then just make a podcast from that.
Wow. That sounds really neat. So you just like piece everything together and
usually
like
I do it live.
Okay.
In Santa Barbara, but for these ones I'll probably just put something together in like an hour or something and play it.
So you do it live as in
that
looked like a man that wrote on the truth list. We should go see what he wrote.
Should we?
No.
We can read it over.
Yeah, maybe we shouldn't. So when you do it live, like you have just like people come to your house and.
No, I mean it's in the studio.
Oh, okay.
I usually just play music, and I usually try to have live bands on too.
Okay.
If you ever want to play live, like loud.
Oh yeah.
Stuff.
It would be a lot of fun. I kind of like doing it differently. Like if I'm doing a podcast or something, I kind of like doing it differently.
Kind of like
yeah, maybe I will learn how to play my guitar a little bit better. Oh, when I was in Seattle last, staying at their house, they have amazing fucking acoustic guitar. Jim and I think it was Jim's. Do you know Jim? Yeah.
I don't think so.
It was Taylor's roommate.
Okay.
He had an amazing acoustic guitar, and I was like, dude, how much was this? I forget the brand name. He was like, man, our neighbor gave it to us for free. You know, he was moving out, and was like, yeah, I don't have need for this guitar. So he took it. I was like, man, I really want to get one of these. And I started looking it up on the internet, and it was like $1,700 guitar.
Wow.
And he had no clue how much it was. It was really nice. Like, fucking fingers on this, like, hurt so much.
Really?
Yeah. But yeah, I would like to get a new guitar and like learn. I mean, guitar, I guess, was my first instrument that I ever played, but I never played it in front of anybody. Never. And it kind of weirds me out.
Yeah.
I'm very insecure about playing guitar in front of people.
Yeah, I've never really played the guitar.
But you play your ukulele?
Still ukulele, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So are the chords different? I was trying to watch you and trying to decipher if they were different.
Other ukuleles are different, but the baritone is tuned like the top four strings of the guitar.
Okay.
So I guess I could play guitar if I wanted to, but it's too many strings for me.
Yeah, it would hurt your fingers so much.
Yeah, no, the ukulele is
really soft.
It's really easy to play.
Nylon strings, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, just from playing last night for a little bit, trying to figure out my shit, and today, like, my fingers hurt so bad. That's alright.
This is steel string?
I guess so. I probably need to change the strings too. Kind of shitty.
Is that your first guitar?
Nope. I started playing guitar in like, I think 1994, 1995, when I was into the alternative rock, like Nirvana and Pearl Jam. I was like, man, I wanna be rock and roll.
Yeah.
So I got a shitty guitar, electric guitar, and a shitty amp, and I got guitar lessons for like a year, and after the year, I was like, man, I hate theory. I'd rather just learn by ear or play by ear or whatever. And fuck theory. And I got a bigger guitar and a bigger amp, or better guitar and better amp. And then nothing ever really happened with it. I just played in my room.
Yeah.
And then I started getting into synthesizers and programming and shit. And in 2004, I started the Emotron. 2004, yeah. And, I haven't really. I don't know. I write songs on guitar sometimes, most of the time.
What did you do in Treefort?
I play. Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. I just got a Facebook from the neighbor, or my roommate, saying Home Improvement Season 1. And Season 3 are 100%.
So you awesome. Just need 5 and 7?
Yeah, season 8's downloading, yeah. So I guess 5, 7, and 8.
Are you going to watch it all at one time? Is that?
I really doubt it. Yeah. That's really painful. And Treefort, I was a big fan of their band, and I became really good friends with them, and I told them that they needed a mascot. So I bought this really shitty dinosaur costume off of eBay. And I was just like a mascot. I was okay. Kind of like insecure about being on stage. And I don't know, I was kind of shy back in the day. And it was one of my goals to like, you know, come out of my shell a little bit. And definitely being behind a mask on the stage helped me. And I eventually started playing keyboards and doing fucked up shit. Like we started lighting our dick on fire and making out with each other.
Okay.
And which was really cool because, you know, the South is, like, so homophobic and redneck that people, like, they don't ever see dudes, like, making out hardcore.
Yeah.
And it freaks a lot of people out. And that was fun. And we would drink milk or Yoo-hoo chocolate drink until we vomited a lot. That was our thing. And I eventually...
During the show?
Yeah, yeah, during the show. And, or before that, or after the show, if they wouldn't let us do it. I don't know. I ended up, like, not being able, or clashing with some of the members and quitting and being like, man, I don't want to be in a band with people anymore. I'm gonna start my own band. And I did.
And you know, John?
Yeah, and I'm sitting in a closet.
Any other bands you've played in?
At the end of Treefort, me and the guy that I didn't get along with, Lee Satterfield, we started a shitty demo keyboard band, like using the shitty songs off of a demo keyboard, like
yeah.
Old MacDonald Had a Farm and Oh Susanna, and just shitty, like really shitty demo keyboard songs, and we wrote like really silly, vulgar lyrics to them. And we called our band Nightmare Pizza. And we recorded 32 songs. The album was 31 minutes long. And it's just like free downloadable. Like we burnt for our friends. And
mm-hmm.
I don't know. We had, it was really catchy band because like the songs were like children's songs.
Right,
and,
yeah.
And we were writing fucked up lyrics to it. And people were like, man, this is good shit. So, after I quit Treefort and started the Emotron, Nightmare Pizza didn't play a show for 6 years. And Jerry, did you meet Jerry?
Yeah.
Okay. Jerry was a big fan of Nightmare Pizza. And this kid, Tyler, was a fan of like anything like the Treefort family's ever done, like me or anybody in Treefort. And he moved from California. He's from San Francisco. And he came... No, he met us on the road and, like, came to... He traveled out here, like, hopped trains and shit and came and saw our show and we became, like, pretty decent friends with him and he traveled with us for a little bit. And earlier this year, he ended up, like, subletting my room and him and Jerry started playing Nightmare Pizza, like, shows and, like, making money, something we never did. And I was, like, so for it. And then, Tyler left and went back to San Francisco, or Oakland, and I moved back to Philly from Georgia, and me and Jerry started playing Nightmare Pizza shows, and that's that. And we wrote an EP, and it seems like all of the Philly bike punk kids are like really into Nightmare Pizza. They love Nightmare Pizza so much.
Cool.
And it's like something, I guess Emotron and Nightmare Pizza was like something that I didn't intend like people liking. Like I created Emotron for myself. Like I was tired of seeing like normal bands play normal songs and
mm-hmm.
and do normal things. So I was like, man, I'm gonna start a band to where I can like listen to it and I'll be like, wow, I like this shit. And you know, if someone happens to videotape me, I'm gonna disguise myself in a way like and create a character in a way that's like not it's the things I like, but it's not me. It's me being someone else. It's me being a actor in a movie, you know, mm-hmm. being Forrest Gump, you know, with leg braces on, or being Patrick Swayze in a dead president's mask, like robbing banks, you know. I'm going to see this movie and I'm going to be like, wow, this is awesome. And that's what I do sometimes. I'll watch myself on video and be like, wow, I really did that? That's really me? I mean, I just like kind of like totally change myself in my performance, I guess. Mm. I don't know. I guess it's hard to explain.
Okay,
I guess you
I
kind of understand, yeah. It freaks me out sometimes to be like, wow. I mean, it's really shitty that I like watching my live shows on YouTube a lot. But I don't know, it's really comforting, like, wow. Like, I created this for me, like, for no one else to enjoy, but people enjoy it and people get it. But it's mostly for me, you know, it's not for anyone else, you know. Mm-hmm. I think that's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
You have a show tonight.
Yep, in White Plains. This tour was not supposed to happen. Well, it was going to happen, and I was really excited about it. And then Matt's guitar player said that he couldn't make it up from Atlanta, so the tour got canceled, and I sacrificed my vehicle last year. It got repossessed, so I have no money. I sold my PA to put my fucking album out and to pay rent for me and Matt, and so there's no way for me to do the tour, and I'm really bummed out because I wanted to do the tour, and Matt's drummer, Dan, really wanted to do the tour as well, and he was talking about, like, just traveling instead of touring for 2 weeks, and I was like, would you want to play drums for the Emo Tribe? And he was like, thought about it for a minute, he was like, fuck yeah, that would work out. So we started, like, bouncing all these ideas off of each other. And it's just been, like, I guess, like, a day and a half, 2 day, like, transition of us, like, trying to get our shit together. Like, put together a set for him, and I should be working on it right now instead of talking, but I'm really enjoying talking right now.
You have shows booked already?
Yeah, I mean, it was, like,
the shows were booked.
I think it's, like, 8 shows, and, like, I think we have, like, 3 or 4 days off in between.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be really interesting to see what we're going to do on our days off. And
yeah.
Because, I don't know, I've known Dan for maybe like a month, maybe 2 months. We went on tour. I went on tour with Moe's a couple of months ago for 2 weeks, and we got to hang out, and we had a lot of fun together. So I'm interested to see, like, this new experimental creation of the Emotron with drums and with 2 people. I mean, I've never done that before. I haven't played with people since I was in Treefort in 2003.
Yeah.
So
you said the tracks have your recording set of drums in them, but you're taking them out.
Yeah, I just gotta go into my sequencer and just like take them out. Like some drums I'll keep in.
Yeah.
Just to like give him a idea of where we're at in the song. Sometimes I'll sneak up on you.
Yeah.
So I've got to program them in a way that he will know where to come in. So it's tricky sometimes.
Cool.
Do you usually interview people?
No.
No?
No.
You should start doing that. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. So you just have, like, bands come in and play live?
I talk to them in between songs.
Yeah.
Just depends on how it's going. I mean, we usually talk live on there, and then... but I don't prepare, like, interview questions.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, definitely. When I'm doing my thing, recording with my memo recorder, it's all just, like, straight from my head. And
yeah.
It's a lot of fun. It's so much fun asking people questions. I love it so much. Just like getting to know people and hearing new things and going back and listening to it later. It's like, it's history. It's like, oh man, like 2 months ago, I talked to this person, and I'm listening to it now.
Yeah.
It's pretty neat.
No, it's really cool having everything recorded and
yeah,
having some sort of archive of what.
Oh, yeah,
doing.
Yeah. So I guess you're, like, really big on archive.org. You're going to put all these things up?
I'll put them up eventually. It'll take me a little while.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
A little while. But, I mean, I've been recording. I was using a mini disc recorder for a long time. I've got shows recorded going back 3 years. Recorded a lot of shows, and a lot of them are on the internet. I'm like a year behind putting them up though. Just takes a while.
Oh yeah.
There's
man.
So many of them.
Man, I would have like such a boner like being like, man, I gotta upload these to the internet, because that's what I like doing. Like,
yeah.
I've come to the conclusion that I'm a organized person. I like taking on projects such as this closet and fucking, I dumpstered
carpet.
All this carpet.
Yeah.
And yeah, I put the carpet. Did you see the bathroom yet?
Not yet.
We dumpstered like 40 Death Rock magazines. It's like this shitty gothic magazine.
Uh-huh.
I spent like a couple hours like cutting like the most interesting like posters and pictures out, and I started wallpapering the bathroom, and it's really creepy.
Yeah,
I want to make the third floor if I'm gonna continue
the
to live
thing.
Here. Not necessarily, just like the third floor. I want it to be like you step up, you come up here, and it's like a totally different like hemisphere.
Yeah.
And it's like got a good energy to it.
Yeah.
But I've come to the conclusion that I like organizing things, like with my music, like sequencing and just like sitting down and making everything perfect, and like computer files, like downloading shit and like burning DVDs for us to watch, and you know, downloading music and keeping the files organized, and
yeah,
keeping me and Jerry's room really clean, which is definitely really hard because he's quite the opposite of me. When I moved in that room, it was the smelliest, dirtiest, smallest, like unpleasant room to be in.
Mm.
Like you couldn't even walk in there. It was just like dirty clothes. Like all of his clothes were dirty. Like there was no clothes that were clean. There was like cigarette butts everywhere and ashes and like used condoms that have been there probably for like, you know, a couple months that were just like dried up and like cracking. They were so disgusting and old. So I got in there, and it was like a 3 or 4 day like project. Like it was me going up and down the stairs. Like I think I did like 10 loads of laundry in 3 days, and I cleaned it really good and scrubbed everything and organized it and like started putting posters on the wall, and it's turned into a room that like people like want to come and hang out in, you know, instead of like being afraid of. They're like, wow,
yeah,
like what the fuck happened to this room? Oh yeah, Kyle moved in. So
I think my main goal with the recordings are just to put them up, and then if people are at that show and they stumble upon it someday,
yeah,
they can listen to it again.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, there's this dude in, I think, Jackson, Michigan, that recorded our show live and put it up on archive.org. It was really
yeah.
good. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I would love to start to get one of those and start recording every one of my shows.
And for your shows, probably video is probably nice to have.
Yeah,
right?
Definitely.
But the audio too.
Yeah. Well, if this two-piece thing goes well, I wouldn't mind, like, having a two-piece Emotron. Like, one of my fears for the Emotron is, like, playing the same show, like, every night, you know? I don't like that. I like having different things. I saw Weezer, like, 4 or 5 shows in a row in 2001, and every show was just, like, same thing. They said the same shit. They played the same songs. They even like put their hoodie on at the same time every night during the same song. And I was like, man, it like put a bad taste for Weezer in my mouth, and like made me like, man, I hate playing the same show. I like being eclectic, trying new things. Like,
yeah,
like I'll like slow my songs down at like, you know, like 20 beats per minute, like slower or faster.
Mm.
And just to put a new spin on things, or just like reprogram it. It's like I can do that, you know. I could fuck around with shit, but I think I would really like to start doing like a two piece, like whoever the fuck wanted to come out on the road with me and do whatever, whether it be a drummer or a guitar player or just like a new singer that just helps me fuck shit up or or whatever, you know. I think it would be like working with another person would, like, we could work together for like a week or two to put together like a completely new set that's like completely different, and it's gonna sound a lot different. I think that would be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And that, and just having that on tape,
yeah,
like the different like versions of the Emotron would be really neat.
Yeah.
And plus, you know, it wouldn't, I would have somebody there to hang out with, and I would get to know, I would get to love or hate a person more.
Yeah.
And yeah, see how me as a person works with other people. And I think I'm slowly figuring myself out, in like, it's hard for me to be on the road with a person for like, you know, a year or, you know, 3 months or whatever. So maybe 1 or 2 months at a time, it'd be all right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's a long time.
You want to come check out the bathroom?
Sure.
Our death rock bathroom.
This one?
Yes, sir. First door on the left.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah, some creepy shit.
These are all from the same magazine?
Yeah, I've still got so much.
Oh, you mean that you have the same copy of...
40 of the same copies.
Oh.
Of Death Rock Magazine, Volume 1, 2007.
Wow.
So I guess Zach didn't write on the truth list. I was 70 and 71. Yeah. Wow, it stopped raining.
Nice.
Yeah, this fucking, those two look real creepy.
What is he holding?
I don't know. It looks like a dead cat.
Yeah.
Or a very large, like, dead bat. Like, the world's largest dead bat.
Are you going to cover the rest of the walls with it?
I don't know. Like, it's all very
different.
It's all very time consuming.
Puppies and kitties and rainbows. Or
oh yeah, there's some. That's pretty much all of these pictures. All the rest are like gothic women with like their cleavage and like spikes on and like brightly covered, brightly colored dyed hair. But I think it would be a really awesome bathroom if it happened.
Yeah.
My fear is.
Everything's just gonna get wet.
Yeah, everything turned into shit just from it being really warm and humid in here when people take showers.
Yeah.
But I guess since we keep the window open at all times, it might work out a little bit.
When did you put these up?
I guess in the past week.
Okay.
We dumpstered them. The box came from a chip dumpster. Like it was like a potato chip dumpster. And I was like, man, what the fuck is in this box? And I opened it. It was 40 issues of Death Rock magazine, and I was like, how is this happening right now? Why is there this in this dumpster?
Mm.
So I knew
you saved it.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Definitely. I'm definitely when I find. Oh shit, somebody's calling me. What's up, Epic Hammer? Okay, well, I'm going to be up in my room. Since I talked to you last, I haven't done shit. Me and Josh from Ehe have been, what is it? Watercolor paintings. We were, he was interviewing me and recorded me playing guitar. So I'll see you in a little bit. I'm going to be upstairs working on music. All right, buddy. Bye.
I think my sister called me, too. They probably want to go get food.
Okay. Are you guys, like, leaving right now? For good?
No, I don't know. I think we're planning to leave town, like, at 2-ish.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's one.
Yeah. I think we have to
also,
get...